And as you melt that slab, as it's going down beneath the other plate, and it gets hot enough and starts to melt, that's going to provide the magma for volcanoes that occur along convergent plate boundaries. And the squishing and compressing as these two plates collide is going to rumple up the edge of the crust that's going over the other plate, and that's what helps to build our mountains. So convergent plate boundaries have a lot of stuff going on at them. Lots of earthquakes, volcanoes, mountain building, all kinds of stuff going on. Now, in convergent plate boundaries, there are actually three different types of interactions that we see. You can have oceanic crust that meets up with continental crust. And in this case, because oceanic crust is more dense than continental crust, your oceanic plate, is it going to go below the continent? Or is the continent going to go below the ocean, the oceanic crust? Because of that density difference, oceanic crust is going to go beneath our continental crust. And so we move our oceanic crust down beneath our continental crust. The continental crust gets rumpled and crumpled and has volcanoes pop up in it, and we have all kinds of earthquakes along that margin. As the oceanic crust is going down into the asthenosphere, into the upper mantle, and being melted away. Now, we can also have oceanic-oceanic collisions, where two pieces of oceanic crust collide. And you might think, well, oceanic crust and oceanic crust, those will probably have about the same density, so I don't really know which one will go down beneath the other one. Maybe it's just roll of the dice which one goes. This is where that idea of older, colder, thicker, denser comes into play. Whichever of the oceanic plates is older and colder and denser is the plate that will end up being subducted or going beneath the other plate. So that's a rule of thumb to be used if you have two pieces of oceanic crust colliding. The older one is the one that's going to slide down beneath the younger one. The third type of interaction in a convergent plate boundary setting are continent-continent collisions. And of course, the most famous of these are the Himalayan mountains that are being uplifted as India crashes into the bottom of Eurasia. This is quite a collision. So now we have two pieces of continental crust, same density. The older, colder, thicker, denser rule doesn't really work as well for continental crust. So here now we have two pieces of crust, basically the same density, that are colliding. So it's not necessarily that the older crust will be subducted beneath the younger crust in this case. These are often incredibly complicated collision zones where there are faults going every which way, there are enormous mountains being lifted up, and it's a very complex setting because there's so much more going on with it. Okay, so we've got divergent plate boundaries where things are moving away from one another, convergent plate boundaries where two pieces of crust are colliding in a couple of different ways. And then we have our third type of boundary, and these are called transform boundaries.